This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Wuhan coronavirus has now killed more than the severe acute respiratory syndrome or SARS outbreak of 2003. This after 89 more deaths in mainland China on Saturday brought the global death toll to more than 800. 774 people were killed by SARS. It was the deadliest day yet for the coronavirus, which originated in the central Chinese city of Wuhan and has continued to spread rapidly. There have been more than 37,000 cases of the virus globally, mostly in China. Foreign nationals arriving in the United Kingdom from China are being quarantined before they can resume their normal lives. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Britain's final evacuation flight from the Chinese city of Wuhan, the epicenter of a coronavirus outbreak, landed at a Royal Air Force base in central England on Sunday. The British government said in a statement that the plane had more than 200 people on board, including non-British nationals. The passengers also included staff who facilitated the flight, as well as medics. They will be housed at a conference center for 14 days of quarantine. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Dr. Michael Ryan, head of the World Health Organization's Health Emergencies Response Program, says he understands the quarantines can be uncomfortable, but they help ensure the coronavirus doesn't spread.
We're also working to ensure that those individuals who are left on the ships are able to get off as quickly as possible and just ensure the protocols and the algorithms can work and we don't end up with an unfortunate consequence of people having to stay too long in that situation.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.